Everybody is working hard getting us all the information. We know the governor does a daily around 11 o'clock or so. Great press conference indeed for Andrew Cuomo. The lieutenant governor working very hard as well, trying to get everybody information. And very nice enough in a very busy schedule, I am sure, here on a Thursday to join us for a couple of minutes. We've had her before. Great having her as always. The lieutenant governor of the state of New York, her name is Kathy Hochul. And we say a very good morning. Tough circumstances, Lieutenant Governor, but always glad to have you.
Well, thank you, Jay. It's certainly a different world when we spoke just over a month ago. So, you know what? We're going to adapt. We've adapted already, and I know your listeners are always anxious about what the next day's news will bring. But, you know, we're starting to see the slight opening of positive news in that the governor reported yesterday that the rate of hospitalization was starting to decline. And I attribute that to the fact that people are listening to our call to have more social distancing and people physically staying away from each other, particularly those who may be more vulnerable. And I think that's a good positive sign. We can't read too much into it right now. It's still very early in this pandemic, but we're always looking for some silver lining right now. And I think that was a positive news development yesterday.
No question. And the governor, Lieutenant Governor, talks about the curve. We haven't seen it yet. We still see that trajectory, which is so important right now. You're right. Regarding the hospitalizations, but, you know, we look for that curve to kind of level off. We don't see it yet. We're keeping an eye on that. But as the governor pointed out, you know, we haven't seen the peak situations involved yet. That still could be a couple of weeks away, correct?
That's exactly what he said yesterday and will probably reinforce again today. So anyone saying that country's back to normal by Easter, I'd love to see it. No one wants it more than we do here in the state of New York, but I think we have to have a reality check, and the governor has predicted that this apex, the height of it, will be in 14 to 21 days, and then hopefully it'll crest and start going down. But what we're doing now is just preparing for that onslaught, and certainly our friends at Northwell have taken a major lead in this this effort to help combat this, have preparation in all of our hospitals and healthcare facilities, get the testing as best we can, but there's been shortages. Personal protection equipment is so critically important, making sure we have ventilators. So I think the governor's done an extraordinary job in terms of, you know, giving the early warning of what we need. And there's frustration on our part that the federal government has answered some of those calls, but there's absolutely more to do in terms of financial support, as well as calling on all of our manufacturers, the ones in the right industries, who can start making the products we need, because it's unconscionable that we still have shortages of supplies that would protect our first responders and our healthcare workers. That should not be happening.
Governor Kathy Hochul with us. You know, Governor Cuomo, Lieutenant Governor, has mentioned, you know, pretty much on a daily basis with these press conferences, the V word, ventilators. Very short of them. I know the federal government shipped, if I'm not mistaken, about 4,000 the other day. I know you're still short in a big way there. Give us an update regarding the ventilator situation as far as in and around the state.
Well, as you know, just a couple of days ago, the federal government was going to give us 400, and this is out of a stockpile they have of 20,000. So we need 30,000. The governor raised this rather strongly in a press conference. That number went to 4,000, but the governor makes an excellent point. No other state needs them the way we do right now. We don't have to keep these. These are not going to become New York State ventilators. They're part of the federal stockpile. Give us what we need. Give us every one of them now. And when we get through this crisis, we'll clean them up, package them up, and send them on to the next state. And the governor promised that he would use all the knowledge he's attained from being on the front line of this crisis more than any other governor in the nation, and will help the other states, because we think that we are just the early warning signs. What's going on here, what we're dealing with, could easily go to other areas. Not the same because of our density that we have in New York City and Long Island and Westchester, but you could take down an entire community, a smaller community could be, you know, become the next hotspot, and they would need all the ventilators for their residents. So we have a plan, but we just need the cooperation of the federal government to execute it.
No question. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul with us. A couple of minutes. Appreciate it very much. I know the relief package signed off somewhat within the confines of the Senate earlier this morning, actually, Lieutenant Governor. And I know New York is set to receive, you know, I'm getting numbers here, like $40 billion under the package. Senator Schumer the minority leader, came to the microphone yesterday. I know the governor kind of disputed that, citing smaller anticipated allocations. I think it was $3.8 billion, if I'm not mistaken, for the state budget, $1.3 for the New York City budget. And certainly that's not enough to cope with this crisis here. I think the state is already at cost of $1 billion or so. And all said and done, who knows what that dollar amount will be. What about that aspect as far as getting enough dollars in at this point in time?
This is the time in our nation's history when they have the opportunity to right a historic wrong. And what I'm talking about is the fact that New York State is the number one donor state to the federal government in terms of how much we send in revenues, how much we send in taxes collected. We send it to the federal government because our people are paying their taxes. And in terms of the states that get money back in terms of services, we have far more than we get back in services. We are more back in support from the federal government based on all the money we've given over the decades and perhaps a century. So first of all, we are a donor state. We should be getting it back on that principle alone. But we are the highest need state. Think about that. We are the epicenter of this crisis, not just for the nation, but also per capita, starting to become the worst hotspot on the globe. And that's not a title we're happy to relish, but we deal in realities here. So the federal government should not be thinking that this is an opportunity for us to give over $1 billion equally to every state, regardless of their need, when that money should be gathered up and given to New York State, or at least the top few states that are dealing with this. If we can stop the spread in New York City and New York State, Long Island, if we can stop it from going elsewhere, we will save other states billions of dollars. They don't need that money right now. We do. And that's our cry in saying, just be rational here. Federal government, you have the resources. Send it where it's needed. We'll spend it properly, and then we'll be there to help other states. And that's not what's happening.
No question. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul with us a couple of minutes. 30,000 confirmed cases plus right now in the state, Lieutenant Governor. You have 18,000, give or take, in the city. And that's more than half, by the way, in the United States. You got some hot spots. Westchester, we talked about New Rochelle a couple of weeks ago, certainly within the ranks of the city right now. In your travels, you know, the biggest thing, social distancing. The governor's made it a point regarding the playgrounds and parks. People still congregate somewhat. Are you kind of, in your travels and whatnot, and getting the word out, what's your assessment so far as overall people adhering to policy right now?
I think they are finally starting to. We only wish they had listened as intently a couple weeks ago when we first announced this whole idea of staying away from people. If you're not feeling well, stay home and self-isolate yourself. But now that we've had it mandatory, businesses all shut down as of this past Monday, and more restrictions on areas where people congregate, senior centers and nursing homes and where people live in close proximity, I think the message is starting to get out. What we saw that was so shocking were the pictures of young people over spring break or even in our parks in the city just not practicing proper social distancing. And the reality is, young people who think they're immune from this are not immune from it. And the reports of the first deaths of individuals under the age of 18 coming out in other parts of the country, the number of new cases when you're hearing about 20 and 30-year-olds contracting it, and it is not a pleasant illness to have. Some people aren't even aware they have it. Others have extreme symptoms, and it can feel like you're suffocating. And I've seen on some videos where people posting a description of what they're going through, a 25-year-old man, and he thought he was going to die. He says, I didn't know I'd survive this. So I want younger people who thought for a couple weeks now that, well, this will only hurt old people. It is not just strictly generational. Older people are more vulnerable, absolutely. But don't think that you're immune and that you can still go congregate at your friend's house or meet and go play basketball or be in close proximity, because you're not only harming your community and perhaps relatives, you might be harming yourself as well. So that's the message that we can't say it enough. I'm starting to see more people practice it, but everyone has not heard that call.
More for you, Lieutenant Governor. The Long Island area here, we have seen a spike beyond over 6,000 cases right now. And, I think part of the problem is you have a lot of Manhattanites now heading east. as far as the East End, heading out to the Hamptons, I'm very worried about the East End of the island and more spikes to take place. What about that aspect? I know it's got to be of concern to you, Governor Cuomo, as well. A lot of people are just traveling now, and the problem is they are not in a self-quarantine situation. I mean, they're asking people, you know, who fly from New York down to Florida, keep yourself quarantined now 14 days. What about the aspect of those traveling out to the East End, taking that trip, the 70 miles plus, as far as Long Island is concerned? It's got to be of some concern right now.
It is, and everyone should be self-quarantining. Everybody's supposed to practice social distancing. There is no reason to leave your house unless you need to get groceries or go to the pharmacy. And even in those places, stay away from other people. So the most protective thing that anyone can do for themselves and their communities, whether you are Manhattanite moving out to your summer home and spending time there because it's a better place to be, and certainly it is, but you can't go out there and then socialize with people. You can't, ignore the rules. If you go out there and stay in a lockdown situation in your home and come out only for necessities, then you're protecting other people. And I think that's what people need to be cognizant of. The problem is not only in New York City. Yes, it has the density, but we are seeing spikes, as you mentioned, many cases, we're almost 5,500 as of yesterday afternoon, but these numbers are changing rapidly. Positive cases between Nassau and Suffolk counties, and we don't want to see those numbers. So people need to be very self-aware of the fact that if they had lived in New York City, that there's a high percentage chance that they've been exposed. They may not have any symptoms, but they could be exposing and allowing other people they come in contact to contract it. So you can go out to your summer house and lock down, but seriously, lock down. That does not mean that you're safe to party with other people or have people over for dinner. Don't do that. So that's the message we're trying to get out.
No question. And hopefully, many are heeding these the advice. There are people, a cluster that, say, I'm heading out, I'm heading east, I'm going to go to the stores, I'm going to buy up all the food. People that live in these communities, they go to the store, there's no food to be bought on items. And that's, to me, that's terrible. It really is. Because it's almost like an invasion now. If you're not going to listen to advice as far as the quarantine methods and everything else, that's terrible. It really is. I mean, you're doing a disservice to all, right?
Absolutely. Just please think about other people. And this is a chance for all of us to come together as New Yorkers and just care about each other. And normally our instinct, whether it's after 9/11, we want to rush to the scene and help everybody and be out there supporting each other. And it's sort of counterintuitive to us as New Yorkers that the best thing you can do for others is to be away from others and stay in your home. But that is exactly what this crisis is requiring. And that's the only way we're going to get out of it alive. And I want more people to be just realizing how dire the consequences are. You don't need to be watching the news to see what's happening in Italy all the time to see that that could be our future. That could be New York State. That could be our country. And we are desperately trying to prevent that scenario, seeing 3 weeks earlier what's happening in other parts of the world, preparing for it. And I hope that every New Yorker feels the confidence that they should when they see our governor out front of this saying, I've got this. I mean, he has been factual. He's been honest with the New Yorkers and really the American people, because he's been watched nationwide because there's such a void of leadership. And other states are following our lead. And I've been on calls with other state representatives, and they talk about Governor Cuomo and what he's doing. So there's that good feeling, but it's also somewhat overwhelming that government can do so much, but so much of this rests on individual citizens taking personal responsibility for their health, their family's health, and their community's health. And we're not asking too much. We are saying that this is a war effort. And if you think about the last major war effort, when my grandmother had to work, leaving her 8 children at home in a little tiny house to go work manufacturing airplane parts during the World War II effort, we aren't being sent to a foreign war to take a bullet for freedom or go to a factory and something you've never done in your lifetime. We're being asked to stay home. We can do that. And those individuals who have to leave the security of their homes because they are on the front lines, our firefighters, our police officers, the home care workers who have to check up on an older or elderly patient, and certainly those who are in the hospitals and at the testing centers, God bless every one of them. It is counter their natural self-preservation instincts to be going out there every single day and fighting this battle on our behalf, and they're doing it anyhow. They have families. They have childcare concerns. They've got tremendous stress. They've got elderly parents that they want to check in on as well, and they're showing up at these hospitals, and they are fighting so hard. So we need to realize we are asked to do very little as the majority of us, and watching a small percentage be out there on the front line, literally saving lives. And that's all we're asking people to do is just look out for each other, be kind to each other, show an extra little bit of love to each other, check on neighbors by phone, and make sure that we don't let anybody fall into this an emotional state of loneliness. I mean, every one of us can be calling people and checking in on them. I'm checking on my 83-year-old father every few hours because he's all alone in Florida, you know, being isolated, eating frozen dinners for every single night, and you know, telling me how they tasted. But it's painful not to be there with him in person, but it's the best thing I can do for my dad is to leave him there and hopefully no one else comes in contact with him. That's this new normal, which will end. And there is already recovery plans being spoken about. I'm involved in helping outside of New York City as well, because we don't want to overlook the progress we've made in building back the economy on Long Island and in upstate New York. And we're going to be part of that, and we're going to get through it together. It doesn't feel like it right now. It's lonely. It's tough. And for people who've lost their jobs, there's nothing more frightening to wonder how you're going to take care of your family. But we didn't ask for this crisis, but we are rising to the occasion under the leadership of our administration, and hopefully that inspires confidence in all New Yorkers.
All right, listen, well said, Lieutenant Governor, and great leadership by Andrew Cuomo and you as well. I mean, really great leaders, you know, in tough times. That's what we all look for. And, you know, just continue to do the job, a great job getting information out, and can't thank you enough for a couple of minutes this morning.
Thank you, Jay. We'll come back on again as news develops, but no, and thank you for the role you play in just kind of helping us calm the nerves of everybody and letting them know we're going to get through this. So thank you, Jay.
I appreciate it. We've had the governor on many times. We hope to have him on soon again. And again, I thank you on a tough day getting in and around, but having time for us. Thank you again. We'll have you on again. Very good.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
There you go. Lieutenant Governor there, Kathy Hochul, the state.